There's an electric vehicle on four wheels that has spider-like arms to grapple with off-road terrain. It's called the Swincar eSpider, and you can get behind the wheel at Adventure Sports Innovation, a Chattanooga business that brings high tech into outdoor experiences. Patrick Malloy is CEO of ASI. Patrick, thanks for joining us. Welcome back.
Thanks very much, Ray. It's great to be here.
So tell me more about the Swincar eSpider.
So the Swincar is an electric off-road vehicle. It looks like nothing you've seen before. I've had it described as a cross between a Model T and a lunar rover. It's got four wheels that are mounted on articulating arms. So there's no cross axles on this vehicle. So each wheel is mounted independently. It's got its own motor in each wheel. So it's true four-wheel drive. The arms articulate up and down and in and out, and they even angle left and right. The vehicle is built on a center pendulum design. So the driver's seat is in this chassis that moves back and forth as the driver is either going around turns. It'll swing you out to the outside of the turn, or if your vehicle is on an angle on a hill, it'll put the driver on the downhill side. So the driver sits upright and vertical all the time, even though the vehicle may be on an angle. So the vehicle takes on all the terrain, and the driver simply controls acceleration and brakes, and the vehicle is managing if it's going over rocks or through gullies or over tree trunks or things like that. The driver is very comfortable while the vehicle is taking on all the crazy terrain that you might be on.
The vehicle is doing all the heavy lifting with the power of gravity.
That's pretty much it, yeah. The electric power is only for the motors, and it drives the acceleration of the vehicle. Everything else is mechanical on it. So it's really got this open architecture design that people look at it, and people with an engineering background or mindset tend to look at it very closely because you can see everything. You can see all the mechanical connections and all the articulation of the arms. And it's really cool to see how all the parts work together.
And how long has the Swincar been around?
Well, the production started in 2017, the sort of first ones off their assembly line. The inventor, Pascal Rambaud over in France, started tinkering with the idea back in, I want to say 2009, putting together various prototypes when he had this sort of brainstorm about the pendulum design. And took him several years to come to the iteration he was happy with. But now they've put it in production. We got ours in 2018, our first batch, and we got a touring fleet that we brought here to Chattanooga. We are the first ones in the U.S. to have imported some Swincars. And so Chattanooga is the only place right now in the Western Hemisphere where you can ride a Swincar.
And around here, you can ride a Swincar on a backcountry tour.
That's right. Yeah, we give people the opportunity to get out and touch, try, and feel these vehicles. We organize tours of the backcountry. These are guided tours, so I'll have somebody out there to instruct you how to use the vehicle and then hopefully keep you from getting lost in the woods. We have a very nice alliance right now with Reflection Riding Arboretum and Nature Center. They allow us in to use their trails because our vehicle is all electric. It's very lightweight, so we have very little impact, no noise pollution or anything like that. And we love their trail network. They have 315 acres of trails that climb the side of Lookout Mountain, and it's just a beautiful park. So it's a great place to ride. So we tend to take our first-time riders out there with us.
And what's your experience been with the Swincar?
We got them in June of 2018, and I started driving it immediately and just loved them. It's one of my favorite pieces of equipment we have at Adventure Sports Innovation. This is just fun drive, and it's got a lot of power at the low end. It's got a lot of torque. So you can get up and over embankments. We climb over fallen trees that are out in the trails. We just love driving these things, whether it's, you know, just me going out with some of our team or some friends, or going out with our guests and introducing people to this way of driving. It's just a lot of fun.
Did you nail this way of driving right away, or given the unique design that you were talking about, did it take you a little bit of time to get there?
So I would say, for the most part, nailed it right away. The basics are real easy, but some of the things can be tricky to learn how to use an electric motor when you're doing extreme driving. So when we first started, we went to some very difficult parks, went to Adventure Off-Road Park. We were driving on Etna Mountain and some very steep hills and lots of bigger rocks to climb over. And so it took us a little while to learn about how to feather the accelerator properly and how to keep a little bit of power in reserve if you're going up a steep hill so that you don't run out of juice. If you nail the accelerator, right at the bottom of the hill, you might not have enough momentum to keep you going. So you have to properly manage your throttle control because it's designed for high torque. So if you're going to do something that's like more of a marathon run up a long hill, you have to hold a little bit back in reserve. So we had to learn about that in the beginning. There's also being aware of how you're going downhill. The engine has an engine brake on it, if you will. So as soon as you let off the accelerator, the engine braking kicks in, which is regenerating power to the battery, which is great. But it also immediately starts slowing you down. And you have to learn that going downhill, you might actually need to accelerate a little bit to take off that engine brake.
And electric is not the same rhythm, not the same experience as if it were diesel.
Oh, for sure. One, you don't have any vibration under you. You don't have any sound that is giving you a clue as to how much power you're giving in. So yeah, you have to learn the feel of how quickly will it accelerate when I press on that thumb throttle.
Tell me about the experience with Swincar in Australia.
Swincar has got several countries around the world now where they're importing and selling the vehicles there locally and having touring operations. Gentlemen in Australia was fascinated with the vehicle and asked them to help him create a special design, a special adaptation, so that he could, number one, solar charge the vehicle so he didn't have to plug it in. He wanted to be autonomous in his vehicle and be able to drive long distances. And in the end, what they came up with was a design that has lots of solar packs that fold up. And then, you know, when he runs out of juice, he can unfold them, collect solar power, charge up for a couple hours, and then go. He ended up taking the Swincar on a journey across the Simpson Desert in the center of Australia, which is something like 100,000 square miles of this harsh desert terrain. And he did a journey across the desert and took him a couple of weeks to do it. We're hoping to get soon the footage from that journey. I've seen some of the raw material and it looks just spectacular. The scenery is incredible and the journey where he was camping out there and filming the whole process. So people are seeing this Swincar as a vehicle to get off the grid and stay off the grid and not need electric power, not need any input. There's no computer, no GPS or anything like that.
And there's plenty of opportunity in this country, including here in Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley, to replicate a feat on the scale of the one that you just described in Australia.
As a matter of fact, the Swincar manufacturer in France has challenged us to come up with a plan and a strategy in 2020 to get more exposure for the Swincar nationally. We've done so here in Chattanooga. We've taken hundreds of people out riding already, which is fantastic, and people are starting to talk about it. There's a big buzz about it, but we want to get some bigger exposure now and introduce it around the country. So we're looking at creating what we call the Great American Swincar Tour, and it's going to involve several different destinations and looking for interesting, challenging terrain, beautiful places to ride, and places that maybe normally don't have off-road vehicles in, because these vehicles are silent, they are very lightweight, they have very little footprint, if you will. So, you know, here in Chattanooga, we ride in a place that's a nature center, the Reflection Riding Arboretum and Nature Center, and they love having the vehicles in there because they are no impact to the environment and no impact to the other guests. So we're hoping to find lots of places like that around the country who maybe will welcome in a new type of off-roading that appeals to a wider market than perhaps currently are out off-roading.
And beyond the Great American Swincar Tour in 2020, what else do you have planned?
We are ramping up our sales and distributorship process. So we are hoping to find partners around the country who will help us expand where we can sell and service Swincars around the country. Right now we have, for selling to individuals, our territory is limited more to the Southeast area where we are the central service hub for anything that you might need. But we are also working on selling fleets of vehicles to properties that maybe are going to have guest operations and do their own rental and touring services around the country. So we'll continue with our touring operations here in Chattanooga and our test drives for potential buyers. But we are very excited about the people we're talking to already who are considering being among the first to have Swincars in their property. And we have some individual owners now who have their own Swincars in different places. So we're just excited to see this product roll out and gain more and more attention.
And where can people go online for more information?
So they can come to our website, www.adventuresportsinnovation.com. And of course, they can find details from the manufacturer at swincar.net.
All right, Patrick, thanks so much. All the best.
Ray, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.